السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وهو ولي الصالحين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وخاتم النبيين وعلى آله ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. قال الله تعالى في كلامه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وأنكحوا الأيامى منكم والصالحين من عبادكم وإمائكم يكونوا فقراء يغنيهم الله، صدق الله العظيم. قال نبينا وحبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم: كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, Alhamdulillah, we all know. Now I want to make something very clear here today, that today the culture is that the people are taught without the nikah bayan, the nikah is not valid. It's not like that. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam recommended us to do a khutbah. In that khutbah, there are certain things should be contained, especially about the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should be reminded here. In the marriage, the reason because it is a very private life, we're both going to live together, that they have to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every dealing and every transaction that they're going to go through. So when you go through in all the ayats of nikah, this is clearly explained that the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So praising Allah and salawat upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and wasiyah bit taqwa after the asr, then nikah is valid. It's not needed a bayan, you know. Those days we never used to have those things. But alhamdulillah, things, you know, there are nowadays certain natural things that become a profession. Because what is happening, human being is going away, walking away from nature. Those days wasn't something called parenting. It wasn't exist. Parenting, you know, and counseling wasn't there. But now we hear everywhere something called counseling. And before you become a mother, before you become a father, before you know, this is pre-marriage counseling. Everywhere it's happening. Pre-marriage counseling. The reason we need to see there is something wrong, you know. Those days this was something natural. Where children, while they're growing up, they used to learn that how must I become a husband? What is my responsibility? By looking at the father, by looking at the uncle, by looking at the extended family, they are living a very beautiful family. He has naturally learned those things, naturally he's inculcated, he knows how I must be when I'm getting married, I'm ready to do that. It was natural there. A mother, when a girl is growing up, she naturally learns that at home. In the homely environment, she learns, this is how I am going to be a wife, this is how I must serve my husband. Now, this has become a profession. You know, other day one friend of mine was calling me. I called him and he never answered. And after that, other day he called me, said, Sheikh, I'm very sorry, you know. I was, you know, teaching some people grooming. I was just, you know, grooming them. I said, what are you doing? You know, I was coaching them how to dress. And yes, it's a profession. He charges per head about 15,000 to groom and coach how to dress. I said, oh, Allahu Akbar. It has become a profession. Those days people never used to be taught how to dress. They knew how to dress in front of the parents. They knew this how I must dress in front of my parents. This is how I should dress. This is my modesty. This is how I should cover. I should be looking smarter. When you come to Yom Jumu'ah, all this being taught, I can remember now, if this is my childhood, I'm speaking about 80, you know, 85 and 90. When I used to go to masjid in Jumu'ah, my father used to take over, I go with my grandfather. I see a set of, you know, elderly people in Jumu'ah in the first row. They're seated with a white shirt and white sarong, well dressed, mashallah. They have put up a nice hat, they're well neat inside. Who taught them to dress? They knew it's a Jumu'ah. It is the Afdalul Ayyam, the best of the day in the week. It is like an Eid for us. We must dress. Who taught them to dress? So what is happening? There is something wrong in our society that we are walking away step by step from a natural thing. This was a nature. We are walking away now. Someone must come and teach us. This is the danger. Same way when it comes to marriage, my respected brothers and elders in Islam, you know, nikah bayan has been done over and over and over and over, but we always hear the sad story, may Allah forbid, that the number of separations and divorce and the family problems are increasing. The reason, this does not end with the bayan. This does not end. Everybody who are here, if you are willing to see a generation of good marriages, that we must make a decision today. I am going to live that, and the young children is going to grow in front of me, I'm going to teach them how to live a family life. The respect, the way you should see, the way you should see. Imam Malik rahimahullah, ulama have argument in this matter. He brings a very quick point, an important point as evidence for the Sharia. He says, Amalu Ahli Madina. The practice of people of Medina, Imam Malik rahimahullah regards that as an evidence for Sharia. In order to make Islamic ruling, he used that as an evidence. When he asked him, you know, what is his justification, he said, the people of Medina, they learned this from Tabi'een. Tabi'een learned this from Sahaba. And Sahaba have learned this from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This how things used to be done in time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they inherited it. We only know the inheriting of wealth. You say, this house, my forefathers, we inherited. Yo, we know about it. But inheriting quality, inheriting character, this is something very, very important. So my respected brother and elders in Islam, when it comes to marriage, you know, every day in nikah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has two types of commandments in the Quran. Two commands. One, you get married. Fankihu. It says for the young men who have the ability, who have the wealth, who have the strength, who knows he can look after a wife, Allah says, Fankihu ma taaba lakum. Fankihu, get married. Get married to whom you wish. Ma taaba lakum min al-nisa. مَثْنَا وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَاعَ فَإِنْسَكْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدَا 2, 3, 4. If you know that, you will, you know, be unable to justify, then just stick with one. But you get married to whom your heart desires. Not just because of someone is telling you to get married for various other reasons, no. You get married because you have to live with her. You have to live with her, you must be attracted towards her. So nikah, looking at women generally is haram, you have to lower your gaze. But for sake of marriage, looking at her is sunnah, Allah Akbar, you're getting a reward. This is what the beauty of Islam, in order you must be comfortable, you see, she must be attracted to you. This Islam has said. In another way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded in the Quran, you know, فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. In another ayah, فَانْكِحُوا الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. How getting married is sunnah, saying they giving others in marriage. Allah says, give others in marriage. فَانْكِحُوا. What is the ayah? I just missed. فَانْكِحُوا الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ. You know, young boys, young girls who are bachelors and who are spinsters, who are all married and divorced, single. It can be a boy or girl when they are single, you give them in marriage. This is Quran clearly said. So giving people in marriage, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala connect that with the prosperity. Allah said, إِيَكُونُوا فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهِ. If they were, you know, poor, they are unable to sustain themselves through marriage, Allah will make them rich, Allah. Allah will give barakah in their life. Allah will increase in their success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala connect with that, because many a times we delay our marriage. Many a time we prefer, you know, delay the marriage because of various problems, various issues, because nowadays we have made the marriage so complicated. So many things we need, so many expenditure. It's not complicated. So Allah will make barakah in our life. So what I'm trying to say here, by giving people in marriage and living a healthy marriage life, we're going to create a righteous society in the world. Why? Youngsters, when a man is single, when a woman is single, that means they have a need. They have a need. How? Parents that we take care of when they have a need of food, when they need shelter, when they need food to eat, when they need garments to, you know, clothe themselves, we make sure we give them all those. But when they need, when they are in need of marriage, why do we delay that? Why do we delay that? And after they, you know, misuse that, oh, they fulfill that need in a wrong way, it is a big issue. It is a shame in a society. Shame for the entire family. You're going to create an illegal child in the world, it is a facade in the world. So my respected brothers and elders in Islam, let us take this as a point that we have to encourage our youngsters to get married. Same way, we have to practically teach them how to live a marriage life. Nowadays, we have given importance to so many other things other than what is basic and what is primary. Our children doesn't grow up with us. They are away from us more than they are with us. We give time, it's needed. Financially, you need to work, they need to study. But much more than that, what is the purpose of working, what is the purpose of a degree, what is the purpose of all those things? The purpose that they need to live a happy life. Man is having a degree, but he doesn't know to live a family life. What is the purpose, what is the use of that degree? He is having all the qualifications, but he cannot be a good one. She has everything, she cannot be a good one. Very much jail. Last week, a brother came from, you know, northern province, eastern province. The election is taking place today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, make the result good for the Muslims and make it that, you know, that Muslims will get khairat and people of this country will get good from that. You know, he was coming and saying, you know, say, we are having a big problem. 60 to 70% of the girls, you know, the students who enter university from northern and eastern province are girls. I'm not saying it's wrong. You have to study. You have to educate. But we have to see when our society is going through a direction, we need to have solution for it. And now they are graduates, they don't have matching partners. They don't have matching partners. Now we are having so much, I have this, so many issues. My brother's daughter, so and so's daughter, this has to be addressed. Our young boys are not studying, they are not, you know, responsible. What is happening here? We need to think something. What is the purpose? Why are we going? What are they doing? We need to, this is as a community. You know, it comes to marriage, it is an institution to protect the community. It is an institution to protect the, you know, communities, you know, everything. So we need to concentrate on something. When we bringing up our daughters, that if we bring them up in a proper way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely send their partners. Allah will send them even wherever they are. You don't know, sometimes your partner, your daughter is not from here, even from another country, Allah will bring them. Allah has shown that in the Quran, the Shu'aib alayhi salam's story. I don't want to prolong it. Shu'aib alayhi salam's two daughters, they were living in Madian. Allah says this story in the Quran. They were living in Madian. In Madian, in the tafsir, they explain, the surrounding Shu'aib alayhi salam has reached the old age. Now he has done, you know, he has invited people, the prophethood, he has reached the old age. This young two daughters, they didn't get married. Why didn't they get married? Because they didn't find the proper partner in that village. The righteous man to get married to a daughter of a prophet wasn't found. But still they were living, you know, protecting their chastity. They did not walk out of the house unnecessarily, going out, no. For the need they were going out. Because there were nobody to help them. Shu'aib alayhi salam had a lot of goats, you know, to look after them. Nobody to give water. For the need, these two girls used to go out, give them water and come back. This is what they used to do. You know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put Musa alayhi salam in Misr in trouble. This is Allah's plan. He is in trouble then, he can't stay there. He has to, you know, come out of Misr. He came out of Misr, he came to Madian. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them get married. And Musa alayhi salam, when he came to Madian and he sat in a place and where people were taking water and giving water to the cattle and the goat, and then he found these two girls, they were in a corner standing and waiting until the people, you know, feed their, you know, give water for the cattle. So Musa alayhi salam went amazingly asked them, "Qala fama khatbukuma? What's wrong with you all? You are standing here. Why are you standing here?" They were supposed to speak with a stranger. The voice of saying that, "Why are you standing here?" Because all the men are there. You know what they said? They said the reason, our father is an old man, he is unable and we don't have anyone to help us. So we need to give water. This is the purpose that we have come. This is the reason we have come to give water. So he helped them out. He helped them out and then these two girls went back and they informed, they relayed the story to the father. This is something very important. There's so many lessons to learn here. You know, our daughters, you must bring them up in such a way wherever they go, with whomever they go, whatever any strange incident takes place, that they must come and relate the story to the father or mother. This is what an honest, a trustworthy, pious daughter will do. She will not hide that. She will not call and text the message to the friend and say, you know, I met so and so was wanted to talk to me, this is what happened. No. What she will do, she will honestly come and relate the story to the parents, because she knows the parents have brought me up in this way. She felt different, she felt something different. Why this man helped us? She went and told the father, today something amazing happened. A young, strong, young man helped us to feed, you know, give water to the cattle. So Ayyub alayhi salam was the prophet. He got the message, he knew he must be someone not from Medina, he must be someone from me. Then he said, go and bring him. Go and call him, because I want to reward him. I want to reward him. This is something very, very important. Our daughters, they go to university, our daughters go to classes. You know, it's another question on his own. They have to travel with mahram. This is a protection for women. Because they are very weak. Their heart can be stolen very quickly. You bring them up for 18 years, in few seconds a man will come and steal them. You bring them up for 20 years, you say she won't do it. No, in few seconds, few minutes they will steal it. Last year I think, I'm relating these stories because this is practically what is happening. What is happening on society. You know, last year, a person called me up and said, suddenly we have to do a nikah, we have to get a person in Islam and all this. When I was asking, what is the reason, asked the story, this girl was going to school, college, university, everything, and she was graduate. When I was asking to her, she's coming from a very respected family, very honorable family, very highly recommended family from their village. So whenever the parents speak about the marriage issues, she say, you know, I'm not interested, I want to study, I want to study, I want to study. And go on, see, na'udhu billah. Why? Because you can't blame them. They are in a situation like that. They are in a situation like that. When you see, she has having an affair with a single Buddhist boy. Now only it has come to the light. Now they want to bring him into Islam and give them in marriage. But it's nothing wrong. Bringing them to Islam, giving them marriage. But I'm saying the approach, our society. We have to think very carefully these things, because we have to bring up Finland. This is a society, protecting the society. This is the protecting the progeny. So alhamdulillah, my respected brothers, so you bring up your daughters well and save away our young men. We have to have this something very important. These two things, when Musa alayhi salam came there and all the conversation went on, this is I'm telling to the young boys who are here, these two qualifications is needed, and every father, you are looking for someone, you know, son-in-law for your daughter, then look for these two qualifications. If these two qualifications is there, inshaAllah, inshaAllah, he will protect your daughter, he will look after her, and he will, you know, he will keep his word. Shuaib alayhi salam, when Musa alayhi salam was trying to leave, the daughter said, you know, father, why don't we hire him? Because we know his trouble, he has come here, why don't we hire him as a servant to do our work here? Shaykh alayhi salam was thinking very far, how to hire him? He's going to be in this house. Two girls are here. Shaykh alayhi salam got the message. He got the message and he asked the daughter, what is the qualification that he has to hire? What is the qualification that he has? You know, the daughter said he has two qualifications. Inna khayra man istajarta al-qawiyyu al-amin. He has two qualifications. One, he is very strong. He's not lazy, he's active, he's energetic, he's strong. Where did she see this? She saw when was what? Giving water to the goats and the sheep. She saw that because few men must carry the bucket of water, he carried alone. Then she said another word, Kavi and Amin. He's very honest and trustworthy. From where did she see? From where did she see that? You know, for the whole episode, from after Asr till Isha, this is the time period what the episode was going on. For this whole episode, Musa alayhi salam did not lift his head and look at them. Did not look at them. So, what is in tafsir, they have explained, if he can protect his eyes, if he is so trustworthy of protecting and lowering his gaze, then he can protect anything. So my respected brothers and elders in Islam, this is what we have to bring it in. Like I started my khutbah saying that this is, you know, this is not a profession. We don't need marriage counseling, pre-marriage counseling. That should be done from childhood. Our children must learn that from our marriage, from our family life. They must learn these things so that inshaAllah we can create a loving, caring and understanding and kind, a good society, good marriage couple. Through that inshaAllah, good children will be born. Through those children inshaAllah, we will create righteous society. Especially inshaAllah today, the groom is going to get married and the couple, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept them and put between them love and, you know, understanding, kindness and love between them. And everlasting, you know, love and diminishing love, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be accepted them and their progeny. Allah grant the entire family make a means of this happiness. Another important point I want to say, that about in our society, we have something very, very bad. Very, very bad, and all of us are afflicted. And one is called a jealousy. Jealousy. Because of this, we are destroying ourselves. When it comes to marriage, someone try to do something. If Allah has given someone something, some people can speak well, some people can read well, some people are rich, some people are very good in their, you know, Allah has given different people, Allah has divided the ni'mah. We have no right to be jealous about it. This jealousy has taken into such a bad, pathetic situation, competition in unnecessary things, and we are destroying ourselves. So please, brothers, within family, this jealousy should not be created. It can be from the husband's side, or mother's side, family side, brothers and sisters. It's very dangerous. The first sin a human being has committed here, in this earth, you know what? That is the sin of jealousy. Between the son, children of Adam alayhi salam, Habil and Qabil, you know what happened? Shaitan came and put the jealousy. Through jealousy, he said, he became very jealousy, you know, that he has got a beautiful partner than me, how can I do that? He became jealous, he became angry. That ended up in killing his own brother. So the first sin which is committed here is jealousy. So let us work on that and try to, you know, accept what Allah has given us and what Allah others have given. We pray for them, Allah should give them, and if Allah grants us, alhamdulillah. You know, we must understand and try to control. This is the disease of our heart. We all make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this, and we should always read this surah. You know, Suratul Nas and Suratul Falaq. This is the surah which will protect us from the jealousies of others and from shaitan. وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ. It protects from the jealousies of others and from the sihr, you know, people who do that magic, Allah will protect. May all make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of us, give all of us a happy marriage, especially for the couple here. وَأَخْرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.